Local hospitals and healthcare workers are bracing for an anticipated surge of COVID-19 patients in the next couple of weeks in New York State. Those who are on the front lines of the battle are already working long hours. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to Dr. Damon Palsandi, a pulmonologist at Rochester Regional Health, about what he has seen so far and what he wants people to know about the coronavirus.
We hear the oft-reported statistics that people over the age of 70 and people who have certain underlying conditions are more likely to become seriously ill from coronavirus. But young and otherwise healthy people can and do sometimes develop the pneumonia related to this disease, do they not?
Yes, they do. Initial reports from China and Italy were saying mostly affecting elderly, but our own experience at Rochester General as well as in the United States is showing that we are seeing more mid-40s and mid-50s patients who are coming to ICUs. It is true that risk of dying and serious disease is more in elderly, but in our ICU currently we have patients in mid-20s, mid-30s, mid-40s, and some in mid-60s and 70s. So it is affecting all age groups.
I think some people might be surprised to hear that you have people as young as mid-20s in the intensive care.
We were surprised, too, because, we have never seen this before, and information we received from other countries was primarily elderly, but we are seeing slightly different populations in the United States.
Give us an idea of what it's been like there in the hospital, doctor. What have you seen as this crisis has escalated in our community?
It is a lot of anxiety. We are in Rochester, we are in probably early stages. We have cases, but we have not reached the type of surge which we are seeing in New York City. So at this time, we are relying on our statistics to try to predict where we will be in 2, maybe 4 weeks. And we have all to remember that this disease could have an incubation period for up to 14 days. And what that means is the illness we are seeing today is reflecting what happened 2 weeks ago. And what is happening today, we will see in 2 weeks. So we are planning to increase our ability to take care of patients in the hospitals. As New York State Governor said, we are trying to increase our capacity at least by 50% and preferably by 100%, which means, doubling the hospital's ability in beds as well as the ICU beds.
Are you feeling confident about those efforts to ramp up the supplies, the beds? Do you feel like we're going to be ready for a potential peak here in the next couple of weeks?
Fortunately, there are different people who are arranging for the surge. My job is to take care of the patients and plan for the surge from provider point of view. We are being told that they are making all the efforts. We do have personal protective equipment at this time. Supplies are getting short, but we are doing everything we can to provide adequate protection to our staff. And I'm hopeful, at least, if not fully confident, that we will have those things available to us.
What are you most concerned about as we go forward here?
My concern is if it is spreading in society, it is likely going to spread in the hospital staff also. We are right now planning for covering and taking care of patients, but when our providers, physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, nurses get sick, we are going to limit our resources to manage what we can do. Everyone is working, or at least at this point, planning to work in long hours without any time off, and that's going to put a lot of strain on the staff, resources, and society.
What has surprised you most about this illness now? You've been seeing this as it's unfolded over the last few weeks in your position there at the hospital. What are you most surprised by?
The most surprising is so many people are so asymptomatic, yet very, very sick. We are seeing patients whose oxygen levels are very, very low, but they have no symptoms. And when this disease progresses, it progresses very, very quickly, and that makes it a little challenging. And we need to bring our patients into ICU earlier, try to watch them much more closely than what we are generally used to.
You're saying you can see patients who have very low oxygen levels but displaying no other symptoms, no fever, no cough, any other symptom that would make them think they were ill.
Yes, they do have low-grade fevers. They do have some cough, but surprisingly, they don't feel short of breath. They feel fine unless you check their oxygen levels. Other things we have seen is these patients go very, very short of breath and hypoxic, which means low oxygen levels with minimal exertion, and it takes them very long time to recover and come back.
Well, I wish you the best of health, and thank you for taking care of our community.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Damanpal Sandhi, a pulmonologist at Rochester Regional Health.